as me. See, profound welcome to our dear lady friend.
This is not happening again.
As I join with you this time, I can see that within you all, in all of the growth that you have made, that there lies within each one of you some doubt.
Just to have me grown, you mean?
Not about the work, because my words are accepted with much love. But my difference, there is personal doubt with each one of you at times. Doubt about your own abilities.
Yes, I think that's true. I would agree with that.
Yes. I see it with you all. Therefore, this time, I want to say to you this. With human beings, doubt seems to be part of the makeup with which you come to this life. And although in your spiritual unfoldment and growth, many of these doubts and fears disappear, still there remains within you self-doubt, which creates within you fear. I want to say to you, my dear friends, you have no need of such fear. Each one of you has blossomed and is shining and is a shining example to many others. Therefore, any fear and doubt that you hold close to your heart, they are unfounded. I hear you say, how can we dispel these doubts? My words to you would be time and experience of all matters spiritual. The doubts will fall away from you all in time. Sometimes when I am close to you, I see you falter with your words.
Yes.
Should I not?
Or should I have said that?
Yes. But again, it is because you are clothed in human clothing. But I would like to say to you there will be such time to come when many of your doubts will disappear, because you will not be able to defy what you experience, and therefore will come to you great joy of understanding. I know that when you are faced with these doubts, you feel sometimes that you may not be worthy. And this, my dear friends, I would say, indeed, you are most worthy.
Do you mean when we, if our thoughts become negative and we don't express ourselves in the best way, we feel unworthy because of these moments? Yes, I understand.
Yes, but you should not.
But we should take a broader view.
Yes.
And realise that these are just moments.
They are but moments in time.
Yes.
And the time will replace those moments with the joy of understanding.
Yes, thank you for that. That's very helpful.
Yes. I want you all to know that at these moments in time, there stands with you many who are willing to guide you and uplift you and to inspire within you the words that you need to use.
So we must remember to ask for the help.
Always ask.
Yes.
And you will receive. I know that this has been a long lesson for you all over many years, but it is a lesson that is well worth sticking to, because as you take each step, then you feel more worthy, because you see that feeling of unworthiness is not humility, but fear. And always you must try to dispel these fears. My dear friends, you are shining lights for this world. And if you were never to utter another single word, each of you has achieved much. And for this, we will always be grateful to you. Do you have any questions for me this time?
Could I ask about hurt within? You said to me a few weeks back that I harboured hurt.
Yes.
Does that mean I don't let go of the hurt, or is it because the fault is in within me? Could you explain a little more, please?
When I speak of hurt within, it is entirely for you who retains these hurts.
Yeah.
It is for you to find the understanding to let go.
Yes, yeah.
And to forgive yourself That is what many of you do not quite understand. You create your own hurt. You create your own fears. You create your own misunderstanding.
Yeah. And it's also maybe a lack of seeing the other person's point of view.
It is a lack of understanding yourself.
Yeah.
That is always the problem.
Thank you.
We have spoken on previous occasions when I have said to you that you must be true and honest with yourself. If a human being harbors any form of hurt, it is because they have allowed it to be.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes, yes.
You, my dear friend, have harbored hurt because of your sweet nature, your kindness in not wanting to hurt others. Therefore, in that respect, you have been kind, but unkind to yourself.
Yes, I see.
Do you understand?
Yes.
There is so much hurt and fear and resentment within so many people.
Thank you.
I would suggest to you all, not only you, my dear friends, that you must allow full expression for your emotions.
Yes, yeah.
Not in any negative sense, but to be honest with yourselves, you must look at yourself first and foremost. You understand?
Yes.
And sometimes we need to communicate our feelings with others, maybe sometimes too, rather than keeping it inside.
Yes.
Sometimes it's better to air something with others.
Yes, but always to air these feelings with love.
With love rather than with anger.
With anger.
That will never work.
No.
Yes, I know.
That is the way it must be done.
Mm.
Always with love.
Mm.
It is possible. But I know within humankind it is so easy for the fire of anger
to
take over.
Yes.
Yes. But
sometimes
that, again, is something to be looked upon and worked upon with love.
Did you, Sarah? I forgot what the earlier question was, but I was thinking, I think when we feel disappointment with the way others treat us, I think for myself, I think it's to do with having perhaps expectations which are too high, I think. I'm thinking that is one of my problems. I sometimes have too high an expectation of other people. And so I sometimes feel disappointed. And I, rather than speak about it, I would prefer often to just withdraw.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Only.
Because I find it difficult to speak about
yes.
it.
If only you could use your language to express the words of how you feel.
Yes, more effective.
In a gentle way.
Yes.
Then by uttering those words aloud, you would begin to sense within yourself an understanding of the other person. Life, my dear friends, was never said to be easy. But in all of these difficulties with which you find yourselves, you will find that is the time of your spiritual growth. So, do not despair. And that is not the purpose of my words, to make you feel disheartened, but rather to give you an insight into your own needs, an understanding which is there if you would but look.
Sometimes I wonder also whether because I find it quite easy and natural often to give to others, I wonder if simply because I know this and I understand this, perhaps it is my role to give to certain people in this life and not expect necessarily to receive from them. I don't know if it's wrong thinking. Sometimes I doubt whether I'm seeing it clearly or not, but because I've done it for such a long time, I feel reluctant to change my ways with people, even if they don't return.
Yes.
I'm not always sure if I'm doing the right thing.
You, my dear friend, are one of life's givers, as you say. But remember that you are entitled to good things in return.
Yes.
There is no need to feel some guilt about that being so. In fact, it is all of your rights to receive the best that the universe can bring to you. But if these things are done because of the knowledge you have, then that is not the purpose of giving.
No.
But you know and understand this well.
Sometimes I feel that I give, originally it has been a joy and a pleasure, but sometimes I feel that it might be a good idea to withdraw because it's not being returned and I'm not sure if it's being appreciated.
But it's a habit of also not give to receive.
No, exactly. But so it's probably better to bring something to an end if it doesn't bring pleasure anymore.
It brings to you feelings of discontent.
Stop.
Then I would agree with you.
Yes.
That it would be better
just to
not to do so.
Thank you. That's very helpful to me because I am a creature of habit sometimes. And
yes.
I find it difficult to stop something that I've done for a long time. But I have felt I should with some.
But how interesting that you have come upon this thinking all by yourself.
Yes, I think it's, probably.
With a little help.
A little help. I think with some help. But also, I think because my energies are going in other directions at the moment, possibly it's helped to bring this to a head, to make me see, it's helped me to see it more clearly.
Yes.
I have to prioritize more.
And remember also, my dear friend, that you can give from your thought.
As well. Instead.
You do not always have to give openly.
Exactly. Materially.
You can give much with your thinking.
Yes, and Paul is very good at that.
Yes.
He's worked that one out, I think.
He is a quiet jewel when it comes to spiritual matters.
Yes.
Yes, I would agree with you. Now, I feel for this time I will take my leave and see who wish to come to you to sit closely with you and allow our dear lady here to take charge of this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you
for coming once again, and again we look forward to the next time.
I know that upliftment has been felt by you in the past days. It will continue.